Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to episode 290 of Fourth and John. I am Gale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo in the building. Episode 290, we are talking about the linebacker position. The linebacker position has been a position that's been talked about by Eagles fans probably for the last couple months. I think we're trying to figure out what Howie was doing. We know how they value linebackers. You know, we had N'Kobe Dean stands in the chat who were really talking up N'Kobe Dean in the first. And we got the legend. I'm not going to call him legend yet, but he's a legend in a lot of people's hearts in Georgia. You talk about N'Kobe Dean. He's a guy that, you know, I felt like put the cherry on the top in terms of the draft. I think he's a guy that's near and dear to my heart already. I think we got a vibe from him. We got a really early vibe from him. Shout out to Ev in the medicals. We got a moment where Ev got to really, you know, get close and talk to N'Kobe Dean about the medicals. But before I go on, how are you guys feeling about N'Kobe Dean?
N'Kobe Dean, that is a blessing from the heavens, man. Just like, first of all, you mentioned how linebacker is something that Eagles fans have been talking about for the past few months. Well, you know what? Linebacker also is something that's been neglected for the past decade or so by the Eagles front office. It's a position that we just year in and year out just kind of look at ourselves and be like, that's a pretty weak spot. And to come into this year, he starts the ball rolling with Kazir White, which I think is still one of the most underrated signings of this entire offseason. And then, like, when we were leading up to the draft, the one thing I was saying is we had two first-round picks and a second-round pick. And I said, out of those first three picks, you need at least two defensive players. Lo and behold, like, I was kind of blown away by the fact that we didn't do that but still succeeded in, you know, we get our a guy that is going to be an absolute unit in the middle of this line in Jordan Davis. He's like, I believe, going to be a generational type player. And then you get Cam Jurgens, you shore up the interior of the offensive line. You get AJ Brown through a trade. No one saw that one coming. And then you score N'Kobe Dean all the way in the third round, man. It's crazy that Howie was able to foresee him. I'm not sure if he saw him sliding that far, but you know, if he's sitting there at that position, it was a guy that you just absolutely had to take.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't even know where to start. I'm just excited because of the topic of tonight's show. On top of that, today was the beginning of training camp. Now, mind you, I know it was just all about the guys reporting to the NovaCare and doing physicals and stuff like that. But still, man, the excitement, it just kicked in this morning. I'm driving by the link. I couldn't help it. I'm taking a video. Like, it's time, man. It's getting ready to go ahead and get started. I know I mentioned this before. I mean, it just sucks because it kind of like makes my summer go by so fast because of the excitement that I'm waiting for Eagle season. But hey, look, it is what it is, man. Linebackers, bro. 9 linebackers on this roster right now. I know we're not going to keep them all, but I mean, you said it yourself, Evan. This is something that we've been neglecting for the past few years, and now we're stacked. And it's a good thing. It's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. So N'Kobe Dean. I mean, I know we're going to start it off with, you know, Georgia King. Like, hey, look, man, I'm really excited that that kid fell in our laps. I was nervous. I was there at the draft wanting this dude first, second round. I know I was being stingy, not really realizing, you know, the whole AJ Brown trade, not knowing that we were going to go ahead and go with Jordan Davis in the first round. It was just like, damn it, I wanted N'Kobe Dean. I don't know if it's going to happen. Don't want him falling into the wrong lap, but it didn't happen that way. It went, that night went just perfect. No, we got this kid, this stud. And I had the privilege of meeting him at the Eagles Autism as well. And of course, you know, I mean, Evan almost messed it up for us with the whole meds and everything. But
hey, man.
but you know, we redeemed ourselves. You
look
see
how
the picture
happy he is in that picture.
Yeah. You see the picture, you know what I mean? We redeemed ourselves. We ended up getting a good picture with him. He had a great time. We had a great time. So, you know, the fact that we have N'Kobe Dean, I even recall yelling out like, we got ourselves a linebacker.
As the
linebackers we already have on our roster are walking by, and I'm
TJ
like,
Edwards,
right next to us.
You know what I mean? I didn't realize till it
a little bit of disrespect, so. Considering he was one of the guys that really did kind of help out.
Disrespect.
It is what it is, man. You know what I mean? Hey.
On a completely aesthetic note, I just got to say that the number 17 on N'Kobe Dean, that's going to be cold, bro. I love it. I think that's going to be awesome to see. Just by lining up.
It should be cold. I mean, just to wrap it up with N'Kobe, I just think getting a field general, you're getting, you talk about the differences in drafting a Davion Taylor versus a N'Kobe Dean in the third round. You have a guy, we're talking about football IQ, who's there. You know, he might be a little bit undersized, but you look at linebackers these days, the way that we're putting guys out there, a little bit undersized, but when you have a front like that, we're going to have a front, we're going to do a lot of good things.
And it was brought up earlier here about wanting to see the 3-4 more. When you have big bodies like that on the defensive line, like if you can line up a Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis, and a Javon Hargrave, and then you put some smaller linebackers behind them,
you might get what you asked for.
I mean, but then you're also talking about, you know, the difference of last year. Like if we're, you know, you're just talking about the linebacker position overall, there were moments in time when all of us that were at the stadium watching intently could see every quarterback come into Lincoln Financial Field and pick the scab. Like I would say, I'm like, yo, 7-Eleven, always open. You know where we were talking. We're talking about the seams, talking about being able to cover in the middle. You have guys that were upgrades that this offseason. And N'Kobe Dean, we'd like to think that he's going to be a better option in space. And moving right along to our next person. Not that I don't want – I could talk about N'Kobe Dean all day long. But I think you know, shout out to Mal. He wrote an article, you know, 3 weeks before – Kaiser White was even drafted by the Eagles.
Yeah.
Kaiser White, man, Kaiser White, a guy who was already an Eagles fan, already wants to be here. You talk about a guy who, you know, he. It seems like if you get players that have some kind of chip on their shoulder, he's a guy that had a chip on his shoulder, ended up playing JUCO, but then ends up playing at West Virginia, gets drafted in the fourth round. You know, his older brother was also drafted in the first round. Kevin White. Yeah. So, I mean, just, he saw his brother get drafted and he's like, you know, I could get drafted too. You know, like I could be the next. So it's just funny to get a guy who really wants to be here. I think Kaiser White in space and also, you know, you could see him blitzing off the edges, you know, having his way. He's a guy that's also potentially can get to the quarterback. I think, you know, I just think it was a signing that for, you know, for what was it, $1 million, 1 year, $5 million.
Yeah. But last year was like really, I mean, last year was what, his fourth season. So he's going into his fifth year, and last year was really his explosion. I don't want to say explosion, but he had two picks last year. He had pretty much doubled the amount of tackles he had the previous season. And, you know, he increased his tackles. He increases his interceptions. The dude is, I think he's a young budding star. And I think that he's going to fit in perfectly, especially now that he's coming into a linebacking core that he doesn't have to do everything. He doesn't have to sit here and be relied on and be the only option that we have at linebacker. He has a legit core around him, so that's going to help him out.
I mean, you're right. It's just the fact that he came in with the surrounding that we ended up grabbing on the offseason. So I'm excited to see Kazir White. I mean, it's like you said, he had an explosive year last year, 66 solos, one sack, two forced fumbles, two interceptions. His biggest game was against the Denver Broncos, as I'm watching the stats here. Mm-hmm. I mean, he proved himself, and I'm glad that, you know what I mean, the Eagles kept an eye on him, and then when the offseason came, they pulled the trigger. I think it's going to definitely show him, having him lined up on the other side with N'Kobe Dean, and, you know, if we go to the 4-3, two other linebackers, or 3-4, one other line. I mean, he's got options. That's just the thing. He's got options with going into the season. So I'm looking forward to see what he does.
Fans in the chat are excited too. Todd says N'Kobe is going to be able to run wild with Fletch and Jordan in front of him. Tom says this linebacker core is as good on paper as I can remember in a long time, boys. Mm-hmm.
But I gotta say, Tom, I'm tired of hearing about the paper shit. I don't want to be good on paper. I want to be good literally. Like, it's time for these guys to show that we are worth it literally, not just on paper, because we've been like the paper champs for the past 3-4 years now.
Hey, I mean, if winning the Super Bowl with the kind of linebackers we had, like, you talk about, you know, a team that everyone's always like, draft linebackers. Like, the thing that with Howie's, like, we won a Super Bowl with the linebackers that we had. So don't.
We had good free agent linebackers, though. Like we can't say that the linebackers we had during the Super Bowl.
Not great.
They weren't great, but they weren't as bad as they were last year or the year before that. They were better than that. Nigel Bradham was better than that, bro.
Nigel Bradham was the man.
I mean, but
that was his best season. His best season.
Yeah, I mean, but Nigel, but the whole group. Any others you want to write home to mom about?
I know, but Evan's right, bro. Like, that was the best linebacker crew we had in the past 3 years. Last year we sucked ass. The year before
what my point is, Gail, is that it's better than the year we're convincing ourselves that we're going into Nate Gary as our top yeah, linebacker, man. And he's like, getting cooked by a rookie for four touchdowns. That was worse than the Super Bowl year.
Yeah, like, I mean, the idea of you know, Alex, while he was a favorite of Primes, and Wilson, you know, like, Wilson was a dud, and then I just don't think we were set up for success when the season began. You know, it's not like we were sold on something, because Eagle fans from the beginning were like, this isn't it. So here we are, and they've addressed that, and here we are with Kaiser White, N'Kobe Dean. We started off with a bang on the podcast.
TJ Edwards is a good third linebacker, man.
That's where we're going with the
addition of these two, Kaiser and N'Kobe. Bro, it could bring the best out of TJ. So, you know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, if I have to apologize to the man for what I said at the Eagles office, I'll be glad to apologize. Give me a reason to apologize. I have no problem doing that.
Well, now, we started with N'Kobe, and we started with Kaiser White. I think, respectfully, TJ Edwards has been a guy. Respectfully, TJ Edwards has been a team player. He's a guy who was undrafted, who fought his way on this roster, almost like a Corey Clement. They both came from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Fought his way on this roster. Made, you know, that's the thing. Like, you make a role for yourself, and now he's in a position to – I mean, he's the elder statesman of the group, but everyone will look at T.A.J. Edwards as maybe not a three-down guy, but a guy that is – you know, he might be in the right places at the right time. He had a nice interception. What game was that? And then a week later, he gets a contract. So the Eagles rewarded him for being a team player and a guy who's been reliable. Now, he said he hasn't reached his full potential yet, But the thing I like about I was watching a presser with TJ Edwards earlier 2 months ago, and he said, at the end of the day, I'm a team player. You know, I'm a team player, and I'm a guy who's going to, you know, you talk about bringing in rookies and letting them figure out what Philly's like, what the defense is like. He's been here. He knows the defense, and he's a team player. I think, you know, the idea of N'Kobe Dean, cross-training, you know, you got a guy who can play multiple positions. And for the time being, TJ Edwards, you can pencil him in there as the elder statesman at the mic position.
Yeah, I think Bob has a he kind of put it pretty simply and accurately, saying that TJ has pure linebacker instincts and average athletics. I don't mean that as a shot to TJ Edwards, because I think that he is a decent linebacker. I think he knows how to be in the right place at the right time, to your point. The problem is that he can't always physically get to the right place at the right time. You know, he's a guy that I think is a solid fit in what we currently have going on. But if, God forbid, injuries started to happen and we need to lean on him a little bit more, then I think that we could start to see some flaws in his game. But where he stands right now, I trust TJ Edwards. I think that he can be a good role player in this defense. But like, I can't get it out of my mind that I feel like we've had one linebacker each of the past years that has kind of really stepped it up towards the end of the year, and then they don't show up at all the following year. And I mentioned Nate Gary before. He was that a couple of years ago. Then there was Alex Singleton, who started to turn it up towards the end of the previous year. And then he was nowhere to be found last year. So TJ Edwards, I hope he breaks the cycle. I hope he continues to play consistently. But, you know, he's our third best linebacker on the list right now.
So, you know, my bad, Gail. I'm just going to say I'm 0-2 on picking linebackers to go ahead and be an explosive that year, because I went with Nate Gary. He sucked. Alex Singleton sucked. I'm not going to mention no linebackers this year. I'm just going to say these guys are going to go in there and do their thing. You know, I'm going to take the full credit of disrespecting TJ Edwards, regardless of what you said, Evan. I'm going to put this all on me. He's okay. Got, you know what I mean? He could come at me. He could just save it all at me. I'm willing to do that. But, you know, he had a decent year. I mean, he played his ass off. Obviously, he got the contract, you know what I mean, because of that. Mm-hmm. That game that you were talking about, the interception, it was the New Orleans game when we won 40-29. He played his ass off. I mean, he had 10 total tackles. 7 out of the 10 were solo. I mean, so he played, like, he did his thing. He was the guy that stepped up last year, even though, again, I went with Alex Singleton and he never showed up at all. And then look, TJ Edwards. So I'm not even going to go ahead and, you know, jinx TJ Edwards this year. I'm just going to leave that one alone. But I hope, again, like I mentioned earlier, with the fact that you got N'Kobe, you got Kazir, and you got some other linebackers that are on this roster that, you know, I mean, that could go ahead and bring the best out of him. And I hope that's the case this upcoming season.
So TJ Edwards is the Greg Ward of the linebacker position. Sort of.
So in a way. No, in a way.
Reliable.
I mean, that's cool. A guy that stepped up in a time of need.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
There's a Greg Ward in every position on our squad.
And that's a problem.
I mean,
that's something we need to look internally
at. I mean, the thing is that at the end of the season, the Eagles relied on Edwards to be something in this defense. And he did show up. He averaged 10.9 tackles per game. And he was 17th in the NFL with 130 tackles. So, you know, he was getting it done for who he is. And that's all I can ask for, man. Like, at the end of the day, sometimes it's, you know, I don't ask for much. Just like Brian doesn't ask for much. He's I like to say Brian sometimes, Blue Mini. But he's talking about buying Madden this year. Only thing I hate about the Eagles offseason moves is that it's forcing me to buy Madden. I said the same thing. I skipped out. You're talking about a guy who used to go to Madden tournaments.
Yeah.
I was legit.
You're dedicated, bro.
A junkie. I stopped buying the game because the game is the same way, but – are you both you guys on the podcast buying Madden this year? You
see, hell yeah.
Nah. My problem is that I got the Game Pass for Xbox. So I just, like, once that shit gets cycled throughout the year, I get it later for free.
Yeah, here we go. All right, Bougie. Yes, I'm excited to go ahead and get the Madden. I can't wait for it to come out, man. I'm ready to get into some tournaments with my boys.
I've been saying this for years, and I get that this is off topic and this is never going to happen. They should make a new Madden every 5 years, and just you update what the gameplay is every 5 years, and then you can download the new rosters. You know what I mean?
Listen, don't get me wrong, man. These Maddens are great, but it's
the same thing every year.
You're right, but nothing compares to the Madden back in the day on Genesis. Nothing. I'm sorry.
Genesis. Yes. Have you seen the graphics that exist now, Prime? You're talking about Genesis.
The graphics doesn't mean shit. At least there was more realistic tackles on that time than there is now. All right. I'm just saying.
NFL 2K, if I'm being honest. NFL 2K, amazing NFL 2K, game.
Yes. No, that game was awesome.
Amazing game. Now, shout out to Bob. He says you can't ignore how important spacing was in Gannon's scheme and in pass defense. I don't see plugging new guys in makes the scheme work straight away. I see TJ starting still because it took a half a season to get what Gannon needed. We were torched up the seams. I think in terms of Kaiser White, I feel like he's a guy who I think he's going to give us some results right away. Mm-hmm. I think he should. I think again, learning the defense is going to be a thing. But I think at the end of the day, I feel like letting N'Kobe Dean marinate for a little bit and then put him on the field, I'm totally with it.
You're totally for it. But like, what is the catalyst that gets N'Kobe Dean on the field? Is it poor play from the guy in front of him, or is it he's just balling out like that
when he's ready? Practice when he's ready. It's not really up to TJ.
Yeah, but he's ready is subjective, is my point.
But not really, because like when in practice, when you know a player's ready, then that's when you let him go. Like if he's picking everything up in practice and he's doing the field general shit, getting people lined up, becoming like that dude, then you know he's ready to let loose. And it has nothing to do with really. I think TJ Edwards is gonna fight, and he talked about competing for the competing. When N'Kobe Dean's ready, you let him rip.
All right.
You see him cook? You saw the rookies cooking food the other day?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. Pretty funny. What hasn't really been so funny? It's been, I wouldn't say funny, but it's been a work in progress. Davion Taylor, a guy who was drafted in the third round, to some, we talked about his raw skills.
Yep.
Talk about his you like the fact that he wore number 20, ran around and hit people. But I think in terms of football IQ, I think Davion Taylor, he's shown flashes. Again, we did report his MCL tear. We didn't get any ESPN quotes or anything like that. but yeah, he was coming on at the end of the season, had a good game versus Denver, probably one of his best games as well, for some fumbles. So I think Davion Taylor, again, we're not forcing Davion Taylor into anything. The only thing that we're forcing him into is a competition. And whatever comes out of that, hey, man, he's not the guy that you're relying on to be the guy. I think that's a good position for him to be in.
You brought up how TJ Edwards is a lot like the Greg Ward of the linebacking group. And I think Davion Taylor, to me, is somewhat of a J.J. Arcega-Whiteside of the linebacking group.
Oh, well, not that bad.
I'm just saying, like, because the one thing that we keep on getting sold on is Davion's speed. I think Davion is fast, but they kept on trying to sell us for years about J.J. and his blocking abilities. And it's just one of those – it's a single factor in a multifaceted thing that you need there. So – I Davion Taylor, like you said, he's a work in progress. He has shown glimpses of, being able to get involved in the play, force some fumbles. But in reality, he hasn't done enough to tell me that he's going to be competing with any of the previous three guys for starting time. He's a guy that can come in as a role player. But I mean, hopefully as he continues to grow, hopefully he could put on some weight and, make himself a bigger impact and more involved in the defense.
Yeah. This upcoming season is definitely a step up year for Davion Taylor. It's pretty much like no excuses. I mean, with the surrounding crew that he has around him, man, he's got some serious shoes to fill in. So he definitely has to go ahead and do his thing. I mean, he had some sparks last year on a few games, but then he was just like nowhere to be found. And the expectations of him because of his speed, I mean, at the end of the day, you can have all the speed in the world, but when you ain't got no tackles to show for it, or not stopping plays or anything like that, none of that shit really matters. So I mean, I'm with you. I think he really definitely has to step up this year. And, you know,
I will agree that he does step up on special teams. He does play well on special teams.
True that.
And his speed is obviously a big factor in that.
Big factor, yep. Yeah.
I mean, speaking of special teams, as we move right along to the linebacker profile, Sean Bradley, not only is he good on special teams, he's also good on finding who your girlfriend is on Instagram to ridicule you across the line. I think that kind of pettiness, that kind of grit
is what we need.
The fact that he went to Temple, just like Evan said, went to Temple.
Yes, sir.
I think, you know, we ask for is a maturity coming from our players. And the fact that he's drafted, he's made a little role for himself. I mean, he's looking like, you know, Brian from Making the Band season whatever. Now he's upgraded. He's upgraded the profile. Like, that's what I call maturation process.
Yeah, yeah.
Making the band to now, you know, a lead singer.
One of AJ's favorites as well. She loves her some
Sean Bradley.
No, but I think Sean Bradley is one of these guys that really hasn't been given a fair opportunity on this team. It could be my Temple bias peeking through, but I think that every opportunity he's really been given, I think he's done well. I think I would like to see some more out of him, especially during the preseason, just to see if, you know, Pete's down here talking about thinking that he's going to get cut. I would like to see more out of him in the preseason. I hope we see a lot of Sean Bradley in the next few weeks, just, you know, before we make that ultimate decision.
Yeah, because of the fact that we're so loaded at the linebacker position, I would just love to see the preseason be focused on linebackers, period. So, yeah, Sean Bradley getting put into the mix, definitely would like to see a better outcome out of him. I mean, I agree. There was times that he got put in, and he did do his job, but it's like they just didn't have enough faith in him to keep him in there. Mm-hmm. They switched him out a lot. And then, you know, I mean, that kind of like kills the momentum out of somebody. You know, thinking that you're going to be in there and play the whole game or something like that. And here, that's not even the case. So
reminds me of Rasul Douglas, though. And now look at Rasul Douglas.
Look at Rasul Douglas now. You're right. I mean, good comparison, bro. I mean, like, I just hope that's not going to be the case. I mean, Pete, I can't agree with you, man. I don't think that. Oh, well, no, I don't think Sean Bradley's going to get cut. Or was it Davion Taylor that he said he was going to get cut? I can't remember.
No, he said that he thinks Davion Taylor's better than Sean Bradley. He thinks Sean Bradley gets cut. I disagree. I think the opposite.
Yeah, personally. Man, I don't want to see Sean Bradley. I'll give him a couple, you know, more years to definitely step up, and I hope this year is going to be his biggest step up year.
Shout out to Mark Bird. What's up, Taco Tuesday?
Taco Tuesday.
I made some before I hopped on. I just didn't get to eat any.
It's waiting for me. I hate it upstairs.
Yo, are you that predictable that you always make tacos on Tuesday?
A Taco Tuesday, baby. Taco, hey, Tuesday. Listen, the wife's got it on. She got it on lock, bro.
That's love right there. That's love.
Love. Love is the dinner I had last night, but we're getting off topic, man.
I'm getting hungry,
bro. Come on.
Save for the end of the show.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bob says in the comments, he needed NFL pro conditioning strength. Should have that now. Okay. He has instincts. He has a good chance. Who's he talking about?
I think he's talking about Sean Bradley.
Yeah, the funny thing is about Davian, he started late, man. His mom wouldn't even let him play. His moms wouldn't even let him play. He had to, like, he could practice because of his religion or something. He couldn't play in the game, so he would listen to the game by his house, and they would keep him updated about how the game was. But he would practice during the week. Dude, that's
dedicated.
I respect that. Moving right along, you know. I think Jacoby Stevens, he was a guy that I think, you know, I think he's a guy that is still fighting for a spot on this team. You know, he has got that safety linebacker hybrid from LSU. I think he did deal with a hamstring injury. I think, you know, he's a back end of the roster guy fighting for a spot. Like, you know, they released him last year, brought him back. So I think he's a guy that, if he could put on some size too, man, like, I think they love some hybrid types. I mean, we got a whole bunch of hybrid types.
Yeah. We're starting to get into Jag territory. I'm just saying, Stevens is right, the guy. He's not a guy that, no offense to Jacoby Stevens, but he's not the guy that is the draw to the stadium. This is the guy that is back end of the roster, might make the team, but really has to flash and shine during training camp and these next few weeks if he wants to get wants to remove himself from that bubble, because I think that's kind of where he's sitting right now. This is, he is for sure not a, a sure thing on this roster.
Drag, huh?
He's right.
Calls it like I sees it.
He's dead on. Like, I mean, we're now going to start talking about guys that really, of all the guys, have to really step up if they're going to go ahead and prove to themselves that they belong on this roster. So, I mean, like, one solo tackle he had last year. I mean, come on, like, give us a reason to talk about you, bro. Besides your LSU, your college years are done and over with. You know, I mean, there's no reason to talk about them no more. We're in the NFL now. So I'm hoping that he gives us a reason to talk about him.
I think his best path to doing so would be through special teams. I mean, that, like, all these guys that are bottom end of the roster guys, you need to make your mark any way you can. And a lot of ways that these guys are finding their way on the field is through special teams. Get downfield, make the tackle.
And it has happened for the greatest. There's been great – I mean, we're talking about great players in their NFL career, started off as special teams. Mm-hmm. Go out there and show it that, you know what I mean, you belong on this roster. And if that's where it starts, take that opportunity and shine there. And then it'll build up to go ahead and shine where you really want to be at.
Yep.
Talking about shining and really wanting to be at some kind of spot. we have just another guy. And I feel bad because we were in the last podcast, or two podcasts ago, and I said we were talking about defensive line position. And I said, I got to Noah Ellis, and I said, you know, to be honest, just another guy. That guy, Noah Ellis, who got cut today, his brother is on the team here, and this is Christian Ellis. He's stuck in between a rock and a hard place to find a role, but again, you never know. You never know. Some guys make a role for themselves. We've had some basic linebackers here that we've overhyped. I'm not going to say he's going to be the next overhyped linebacker. I'm just saying at this point in time, just another guy.
Yeah, well, we're still in Jag territory, like you had just said. But, like, I want to soften the blow if I can, right? Because, like, let's at least acknowledge the fact that making it onto an NFL roster is hard as it is.
It is.
You got brothers that both made it to the league, both made it onto a roster. Listen, there's talent there, but I'm not sure if it's NFL talent. It could be at a sub-league. You know, this isn't a guy that I anticipate making any impact on NFL Sundays. But as of right now, he is currently wearing an Eagles uniform. So,
listen, yeah. We're actually batting 100 right now. We've called Hammonds, the wide receiver, Josh Hammonds, also got cut. We also got to him. We said, just the guy. So for every guy that we said just is a guy has been cut already. So this is where we're at.
Not Reggie Hammond.
Well, with that being said, Christian Ellis, there. I said your name. I talked about you. That's it. Keep it.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Now, we did in the last podcast, we did talk about the rush linebackers, the Sams of the group. You talk about Hassan Reddick. I mean, if you want to go back and listen to that podcast, you can.
Absolutely.
You can.
We encourage you to do so.
You can. But just speaking about Hassan Reddick, I mean, he's a guy that we're very excited about. Again, you know, he's a guy that you can do many things with his versatility. Can he play in space as well? Can you move him around? At his size, you wonder how he stands up in the run in some situations. But as a pass rusher, and getting to the quarterback, I really love what they're going to be able to do with him. Upgrade over Jarnaud Avery. That's an amazing.
Yeah, and that's not that laugh's not even a shot at Jarnaud Avery. It's just like, yo, Hassan Reddick's a beast, man.
Beast.
He is a beast.
And you know what else?
What's it? Late on. Philly guy. Temple guy.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah,
I know. No, Hassan Reddick, like, dude. I can't believe that we went from last year where – when was the last time, honestly, that we had a 10-sack player? Was it Michael Bennett? Was he the last 10-sack guy? He may have been. I think it might have been Michael Bennett. I honestly think that we have a couple guys, maybe three. Now that's overstepped. I think we got at least two guys on this roster that could be double digit territory, and Hassan Reddick is definitely one of those guys. So, dude, I'm so pumped to watch him. Watch all of these different formations going from 3-4 to 4-3. I think we're going to be able to get creative. And listen, Gannon, there was a lot of question marks about Gannon last year. You have all of the tools now, man. You gotta build a garden and make it work.
Did you say build a garden?
That's what I said.
That's like some next level.
Got to make it grow.
That's that temple.
That's that Nick Sirianni, bro.
That's that temple in you.
You're like, you know, really painting a picture, Evan, for the podcast listeners out there.
Hassan Reddick, I mean, hey, it's like you said, we talked about it on the last show a whole lot. I mean, what else more can we say? You guys know what he's all about. I mean, it's a big, big pickup on the offseason. I mean, I was more than excited to go ahead and bring this dude on, being a hometown kid, ready to see him go to work. I mean, he did his thing in Arizona. He did his thing in Carolina. Now it's time for him to do his thing in the Midnight Green, and I can't wait.
Now, Bob is giving love to the Jags. He says these Jags are fighting for the injury phone call squad. Training camp gives some scheme knowledge their value. Oh, of course. Anybody, you know, if you're just the guy at this moment, you know,
TJ. We had a tire salesman playing cornerback for us during the regular season at one point.
TJ Evers has spoke about, he's like being the ninth guy on the roster, and here he is actually potentially starting for the Eagles, you know. So this kind of goes against our, you know, he was just a guy, but turned into a potential starter.
Never forget the Chickie and Pete's dude, neither.
Who's that?
My.
Reno, my.
We've had some potential come onto the squad, man.
Now Bob says Sweat and Reddick both double digits. Book it.
Love it.
Mr. iFlow, my guy, he says, my favorite pickup of this offseason, Hassan Reddick. That's sir. To me, again, I don't know if it's underrated, but it's not talked about enough.
It's slept on because of all the big moves Howie's made this offseason. This has been a monumental offseason for Howie.
That's an idea for a podcast, most slept on moves.
Yeah.
Who's being the most slept on?
Yeah.
Slept on?
There's a few guys slept. Yeah.
Also, if you want to put a...
Cody wants to know, who do you think has the bigger rookie impact, N'Kobe or Juergens? I got to go N'Kobe Dean. I think that Cam Juergens eventually, but with Kelsey still playing, with the interior of the offensive line pretty much already being built, I think that his play time is going to be limited. So I think just based off of that, N'Kobe Dean.
Just quickly going through Kyron, you talk about a guy who also funny dude, watch the rookie cook-off. Hilarious dude. But again, he's got that versatility like as well. Yep. He's a guy that made some noise down at the Senior Bowl. Definitely has got some juice off the edge. We'll see what he does for the Eagles. Patrick Johnson, another guy out of Tulane, I believe. You know,
he showed out last year a little bit.
Yeah, he's you know.
For a seventh round guy, I thought he did very well.
He did his thing.
Yeah. And then Ali Fayad, just the guy.
Jag.
Just a, it sounds like a R&B group, the Jags. The Jags. Yeah, man. I mean, there's been a lot of juice. Eagle fans are getting excited for the season. Should be excited for the season, especially if you want to go out there and travel. Just want to give a big shout out to Philly Sports Trips.
Yes.
Because we're pushing for this bus trip. We are coming for you, Carson. This is the Carson versus Jalen Bowl. Make sure you go down there, team up with their guys, Bell and the Birdman, Philly sports guy.
We were down there at that Washington. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. No, we were down at that Washington tailgate last year, and dude, that was a nice little party that they threw together. I mean,
they did.
The food was banging. They had a little table set up with some. still got some right over there.
Yeah. What?
for medicinal purposes.
Medicinal purposes.
It's feeling a whole lot better, however.
Yeah.
So talking about another trip, Arizona, which we are gearing up for October 9th. That will be a hell of a trip. And then we are planning to go to Detroit as well.
Yes, we are. I'm pumped. Yo, first week.
I mean, it's the juice is like people. I was getting random texts early today, like "Happy training camp day." Like, Eagle fans are nerds like that too. Like, we find the most, I say, the most dumb things to like be excited about. Whether it's,
I'm pretty sure the three of us are. So
I'm excited. I said it to a dude that worked at the gym earlier. I was like, "Happy training camp day."
Did you?
Yeah, because he's always I'm always wearing Eagles gear there, and he's always go birds in me, and so I gave him a happy training camp on the way in.
Rob said the Washington Stadium does suck. It does suck.
Mm. Yes, it does.
They need to take command of that.
Hey, the stadium does suck, but the tour down to Washington itself doesn't.
Shout out to Birdman. Shout out to Birdman. I don't know if Birdman, it's the West Coast. I think I'm assuming to see, I'm going to see Birdman. Pete says he's going to Arizona. He asked us. You're asking us? We've been talking about this trip for weeks, bro. Also, didn't forget about your DM. I will get you that hat, my guy. Mark Bird is going to Arizona. Oh, are we going to have like a live chat meetup in Arizona?
You might have to. An IRL meetup.
Oh, here we go. Another kinfolk in the chat. What's up, kinfolk? Is that when I see you at the tailgate? Look, yo, shout out to Will. He's going to be in AZ.
That's what's up, man. Yo, Arizona's going to be top.
Traquan.
Shout out to Traquan.
Thanks for listening.
Nice.
Traquan, appreciate a hater like you.
Nice PNG profile pic. You send me your profile pic. I'll give you a little.
Give you a background there, man.
A little background, a little love.
Everyone sees the vector, pal.
Cody says he's going to Houston. That's a trick. That trip for me is up in the air. It's a Thursday. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I don't know about that. You know, the other things, I mean, as we move into just regular topics, if you guys have any other topics you want to bring up, so be it. I think Eagle fans on the timeline were all in a rage. I don't know if it was a good thing or bad, because there was mixed reviews on the black helmet. I'll go with Prime first, since you're the merch guy. Like, being an OG, like, how did you feel about seeing the Eagles' new black helmet?
I love it, man. I'm excited to see it actually, you know, get linked up with the whole black uniform. I was so excited that, stay tuned, I got an all black out Prime helmet on the way with the actual decals getting put on it. It's in the works right now. So, I mean, that's how excited I am. I'm ready to go see these guys look sharp. I mean, they always look sharp. I mean, midnight green, that's the best uniforms in the league. Let's just keep it 100, all right? You know, like, it's just – it's exciting, man. I know that you, being another OG when it comes to buying merch and all that stuff, you couldn't help yourself. I mean, like, you already pulled the trigger. And I'm not too far from doing it. I mean, you've already inspired me, but look, there you go.
I was waiting for Gail to bring it on.
I was waiting for it too. I mean, you could actually play around with that thing.
Is that the only helmet you got, Gail? See, I'm putting him on a tee right now.
There it is. Put him on. Good.
Like, yo, mad people have been asking about this helmet. Like,
yo, you know you can play around. Like I said, go buy a visor for it. Go get the Oakley. Like, hook it up.
Oh, see, you're smart. You're smart. Yeah, but it does have like these shiny, sparkly things. I don't know. Sir.
Yeah, the gloss finish. So that's my gripe with the helmet. I think it's clean. I really like it. I can't wait for the Eagles to see, you know, how their full uniforms look with the black helmet. But I would have gone. I would have gone with a matte black instead of the gloss. And then, like, you could have had the wing be the gloss. I think that would have been a better look. But, hey, you know, just nitpicking.
Hey, Ev, set me up in the comments. Set me up again.
Do you have – oh, so you just have modern helmets. You don't have any older helmets?
Well, no, it's Rob's asking a question in the comments.
Yeah. Oh. Are you going to get any players to sign it? Oh, there you go. You mean like that? Really? Right there?
We got Dallas. Jason Kelce.
That's 62. Oh. I recognize that one.
That's Devontae Smith. Andre Dillard. Yes. Yeah.
Different color. There tells
that is
what a reaction, bro.
That is Jalen Hurts. Wow. And that is Landon Dickerson.
Very nice. So you only have modern helmets, though. You don't have like any of the throwbacks or anything like that.
See, we can do this all day.
Look at that thing. Look at that thing.
This will probably be the new helmet. This is too clean, man. Like I've been staring at this for like the last week, bro.
That thing belongs over here. With it on, bro.
That thing belongs over here. Don't be surprised. I'll sleep with it.
I'm sitting here like, what do I have to do? Yesterday I was like, what do I have to do? I was like, I heard that they dropped. I got in the car and went over to the stadium, went over to the pro shop like a nerd. And then I heard that AJ Brown was giving away free jerseys at the pro shop, which I missed out.
Yeah. Here's what it is. Brian wishes the wings glowed in the dark. That's a new one I haven't heard yet. That'd be cool though.
I might have to make that happen.
Yeah.
I might just have to make that happen.
Pete wants to know what kind of pen you use. Just a Sharpie, like a colored Sharpie.
That was a gold one. And it was kind of gold one for the goats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about
the giant Andre Dillard on there.
We're gonna see about this. We're gonna see.
Andre Dillard took up some real estate on that guy, bro.
Real estate ain't the word, man.
Well, shout out to Bud Light. They gave me this helmet that was signed by Andre Dillard. But I was like, we're in a little dilemma here because we'll see. we'll see.
A lot of love for the Kelly Green helmet.
Nah, I'm serious, man. I've been looking at the Kelly Green helmet for like a week now. Straight. I got nothing going on right now but the helmet.
Yeah, I feel you.
Me on the other hand, I've been racking up on new gear for the upcoming season. You know what I mean? Got some the new shorts, you know what I mean, that are on there, the new hoodies that are coming out, the hats. So I'm racking up on the gear, getting ready for the season to start.
I'm racking up on players' medicals.
I had a little mailbag. Shout out to Tim. If you don't know Tim Kincaid, bro, he does great work. He does like a lot of custom tees. Sent this from Arizona.
Very nice. I like that color.
Yeah, that's nice.
This dude, Tim was been putting in work. He knows I like the
nice.
You know,
that's cool. That came out good too.
Hell yeah, it did.
And made me some custom shorts, man.
There we go.
Ooh, fuck yeah. So, what kind are they? Are they champions or what are they?
They're the Tim Kincaid special.
Tim Kincaid special?
It's the end of this podcast. It's a mailbag bonanza.
The Gale mailbag. The Gale bag.
No, because I was late. Y'all had your moment.
Yeah, with our Slay jerseys and our yeah.
So this is a Slay Junior.
Ooh.
Signed.
He got his Slay.
Yo, he's got a dope signature.
Blue Meanie wants a squad up shirt. We got to get him in contact.
We gotta talk to Tim. Yeah.
Did anyone else? Slay says he still has his Hurts number 2 jersey. Yeah, I don't. Oh yeah, I'll put you in touch. Yeah, man, it's been a wild ride, man. I heard there's a practice on Friday. Nice little open practice, closed practice, but I'm trying my hardest to get in there somehow. Somehow, if anyone out there who's got hookups, let me know.
Gil will find a way. Pete, I don't think that the Eagles build a new stadium. Now that the Sixers are getting one, honestly, I don't know. That Sixers one was kind of a head scratch for me. But
it's not until what, 2031?
Like 9 years from now, yeah.
Like Embiid will be like 50. I'll be 52.
Embiid will be really? Gone by then.
I'll be 51.
Past my mid 30s by then, man.
Shut up.
Can you actually retire from tailgating?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You're like, oh, I'm gonna hang up my jersey.
That's the new 40, man. It's 50, but it's the new 40.
I'm hanging up my jersey. Speaking of tailgating, August 7th is the Eagles open practice. If you guys want to come tailgate, again, it's a practice tailgate. Yeah. That means things might not be perfect, but it's practicing. We're talking about practice.
We haven't thrown a tailgate in months. We might be a little bit rusty. Yeah, but I tell you what, the cheesesteaks won't be.
It's the practice.
Yo, Ev might have a carpal tunnel.
I might. By the end of the season.
I promise you, Dr. Oz won't be showing up to these tailgates.
Yeah, like, he won't be in any of them.
You know, people sneaking in. Now that we know that your politics. I still get in some of those comments were people from, I'm like, bro, are you serious? Do you know us?
I know.
I was like,
when have we ever gone on a political?
I was like, bro, man snuck in, took photo with us, and then put it all over.
I've seen mans on daytime TV for the past 20 years. I thought that's all he was.
I was like, yo.
And he's getting killed now.
He's
getting murdered.
I'm still, to this day, like, I didn't say nothing, but I know, I see you. I see y'all. I know. Any other topics y'all want to hit? If you have any questions in the chat, bring them up now, or forever. Hold your peace
until next.
Pete's got a question right there. Where can we get the tailgate tickets for the away games, like Arizona?
PhillySportsTrips.com.
Philly Sports Trip, man. Like we mentioned in the beginning of the show, in order for you guys to find out how we roll, you got to go through Philly Sports Trip to go ahead and join us, man. We're gonna have a great time. Don't miss it. I'm telling you.
Let them know we sent you. And they'll take care of you.
And make sure that you guys are going to be joining us. So, you know, definitely mention the 4th and John boys.
Interesting. Prime, any other big, big celebration? Lil Mans has said his first words.
He said his first words.
Let's go,
Lil Lux.
Yes.
Finally broke the ice last night. Got mom out of him. Got hello. You know what I mean? A couple words are coming here and there. You know, things are going well. I'm excited, man. So, you know, being the dad, it was definitely a moment for me. A little sentimental moment, but it was.
Are you trying to get him to say dad or prime first?
And I forgot to mention. So he came down here last night with me. Because he, like, every time I open up that door, he gives me, like, the sign that he wants to come down. So he actually is now just on his own walking down the steps. And I'm watching him. And I have a little baby prime mask on the wall back there. And he grabs it. I put it on him. And, dude, he's walking around. And I meant to take a picture, but I didn't get the camera in time. But he's walking around with it on, not fighting it, not trying to, like, take it off.
Yeah, yeah.
He's walking around, and he wants to show his mom. And he's like, look. And, yeah, it was cute. It was a moment. Awesome. It was a moment. Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Bob from Down Under says, I'll see you in October. I'm going to say just see you in October. Speaking to existence there. Shout out to Rob. He says, who do you think the Eagles will cut early?
One of the Jags that we mentioned.
Christian Ellis.
Yeah, Christian Ellis.
One of the Jags get cut early. I'm trying to think who will get cut early. I definitely think what was the report out there that was saying that they're still looking to trade Rager. That's what I heard that probably about a month ago.
You think he gets outright cut, though? They don't find a trade for him? He could, honestly.
You got to
value. I still think, just coming
There's
off
no
the
way
bench,
that J-Jaw outlasts him, though.
Well, I feel like
you'd be surprised. The man's lasted through some serious shit, man. It'd be one more.
I feel like it's the perfect role for him, like to not be like now you like we don't expect anything from you. So anything
Jalen Rager's the perfect role. What not playing?
No, the perfect coming off the bench. Like he's not. He's not. I'm not relying. I got AJ Brown for that.
That's what I meant to tell you guys. This right here.
Did you see Minshew selling? Chris has got to get it. Bro.
And it clearly stated that it's a perfect bus for tailgate. So Chris, yes, you got to hop on that.
Gotta get that. Yeah.
Minshew's bus.
Yeah, man. He just announced it. Like they said he's been living in that thing for 5 months. I don't know how accurate that is, but you know what I mean, like.
Yo, Minshew's a wild dude, man.
How do you have NFL money and you're living out of your van, bro?
Hey, man, some people just spend their money differently than others.
Each his own.
Pete Nathan says Rager needs to get cut. Okay. Shay says, I think Gannon is going to blitz with the personnel we added, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I also agree. Again, like if you're like a nerd and you just like to read up on the Eagles, go check out the coaching. It's like a Georgia coaching video. Really great. It really talks about what they did with the Georgia defense and how they, you know, had these hybrid looks and how they, what they did to make their defense more respectable and less, you know,
predictable.
Talking about these blitzing linebackers, Nakobe Dean was that dude.
Yeah,
and we're one of the worst teams blitzing from the linebacker position. Now you got a dude.
Yeah,
that you can't see until it's too late. You know, exactly. You got,
and he's gonna be lined up behind Jordan Davis, Fletcher Cox. Bro.
Are we putting too much pressure on Kobe Dean? Not him per se, but like are Eagle fans building up this like? Nah. Kobe Dean
as long,
is
as, long as, Evan, think, as long as think, Evan doesn't mention meds anymore, we're good.
I think that Eagles fans are just simply excited to have a legit linebacking core. And I think that Nakobe Dean, I think that he'll be able to. I mean, he came from a giant program in Georgia. I think he'll be able to shut out all the noise and just put his head down and play ball, man.
Now, Todd says the Eagles might have the coolest QB room in the NFL. I think sure. In terms of I don't know. Did we talk? Did we talk about the Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts what?
I don't know. I think you had the defensive line show. Did you bring it up on there?
I don't know, man. These days my brain is like.
Yeah, you switched. Did. Yeah, you did.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You did.
Yeah, I'm talking about the QB room. You know, I don't know about Reed Sin.
You don't think he's cool, bro?
Carson Strong talking about they were trying to figure out the meal prep together, and all the guys were agreeing on the meal, and the one person, character flaw, wanted to have garlic bread to go with the filet mignon. And they're all clowning. They're like, bro, why that's not a real thing that we're talking about vegetables. We're talking about filet mignon. And he's talking about garlic bread, and he's pissed off. So he leaves the group, walks over to other players, and like, you know, can you back me on this on the garlic bread? And I'm like, is this what people are talking about behind the scenes? Not being able to work with the group.
I respect Carson Strong on this matter. Garlic bread is a key item, bro.
But is what if filet mignon?
No, it's kind of whack. With
when you say filet mignon, are you thinking garlic bread?
No, I think mashed potatoes, like some asparagus or broccoli or something like that. But garlic bread's fire, bro.
It is fire, but not with filet mignon.
Yeah, like, and then he goes, he's like, yeah, when you go to like Outback, the first thing they do is give you bread.
Yeah, but that's a restaurant, bro.
It is a restaurant.
I'm saying character flaws early. But again, I agree. We got some different beasts in there. Kyle says I'd rather put the pressure on Dean rather than Bradley.
It's fair. It's fair. I think that
which Bradley though.
Yeah, I mean that Bradley looks like he could handle pressure.
Honestly. This guy pressure bust pipes. He's no flinch. No flinch. Moving right along.
Mark says the garlic bread's a red flag. Grilled asparagus, I'm with you there, Shay.
That's exactly what they want. They went with asparagus.
Yeah, that's a good item with filet. Some mashed taters. Although I think the mashed potatoes might not be the best for you if you're trying to get in shape.
Sportskin says, yo, this thing is about to take place and I'm liking our team. That's a good space to be in. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been getting these vibes, weird vibes from Eagle fans. I just like the support of Jalen's kind of been kind of weird.
In what respect?
People, even just looking at what he was doing, he put a camp for kids. look at the comments, man. I'm like, bro, he just put a camp on for kids. Like, that's a bad thing.
It's free camp. Yeah. What do you think is the factor in that? I mean, Carson was throwing camps and stuff like that. I don't really recall the. Why can't we get Jalen Hurts to have the same support? I guess is my question.
Can't we all just get along?
Drop the mic. Can I just mention, like, besides, you know, the fact that training camp started today, but like training camp all around the NFL and the way these guys make their appearances at the stadiums or at the practice facilities. Aaron Rodgers today with the Cameron Poe look. Did you guys peep that?
Yeah, he looks like Nicolas Cage, bro.
Cameron Poe on Connor. Like, yo, hands down, probably the best entrance ever.
Yeah, that's I wouldn't say best ever entrance ever. I think Mans is like having a full-on, like, not a mental episode. He's having more of like a crisis, like a midlife crisis early or something like that, man. I don't know. He's a weird cat, bro.
He looked like Negan from like Walking Dead.
Dead, really?
He's got this Negan phase. I'm like, bro, I really want to get down to the bottom. I really want to. If I get an opportunity to talk to AJ Dillon one of these days, I'm going to say, what is it like playing with
Aaron Rodgers?
I need it. That's all I think about. Like, is this dude is. I don't know. We'll see. Who do you think is going to be weirder? Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers as they get older? Brett Favre is like taking the cake.
Yeah, I mean, Brett Favre just keeps on digging his grave. Dude, what is it about the...
It's the Wrangler jeans, bro. Like, when you rep Wrangler that hard, you know. That's a sign.
They just make stone weirdo Hall of Fame QBs out in Wisconsin, bro. I don't know what it is.
Once he started selling these copper like wristbands things that you can get at Rite Aid, I was like, bro, come on, yeah. You're losing it.
Bro, wash your hair, he says.
Birdman in here making demands. He said, could I get my last comment read?
We only have them in white. I'm sorry. But I will put it up on the screen. West Coast and Birds get a they're going to the Laughlin trip this weekend. Go if you're on the West Coast. Go check out Birdman the crew.
Very nice.
Go Birds.
Good, the good guys. Yeah,
it's very hard to see all these comments. So if we miss one, we'll get it up there. Yeah, man.
Well, getting like a singer from a Creed cover.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't get the Tranquilo, Tranquilo.
Tranquilo. Yeah, man. I just think...
I'm just glad that we have a quarterback that has swag and doesn't show up looking like Nick Cage in Con Air.
Bro, Jalen showed up to his camp with like these Jordan cleats. I was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, they were about a 12.
Last year I felt like he was just rocking the 80s, you know what I mean, with the Thunderbolt earring and hairstyle, you know.
I'm not a fan of any Thunderbolt earring.
You're not big on the dangling earring.
You're not a McQueen fan? Like
not since LT and
you guys ain't dads, you don't know about that yet.
not since LT have I seen anyone play football that well with a lightning bolt earring.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. What about a lip ring, though?
It's insane. Shout out to Hollis Thomas.
Shout out
Hollis.
Hollis is the man. But any last words before we get out of here, man? It's getting to that hour mark.
Yeah, I'm ready for some tacos, bro. Ready to get it. I'm on Taco Tuesday Grind 2 Prime. I'm on Taco Tuesday Grind 2. We made it almost all the way through the entire roster. All we got left is the DBs and the special teams, correct?
It's been a work to get all these done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been an effort to get them all done for sure. But season's right around the corner. August is next week. That means we have got some preseason games coming up. I can smell them. looking forward to it, man. Go Birds.
Oh, yeah, man. Day one, training camp started today. It's ready to go. Taco Tuesday's here. Wife is on fire with dinner, man. Last night, I mentioned earlier in the show, but I got to finish it off with, she had some pasta and chicken parmesan that was on point last night. That thing, oof.
And that looked today, good. I saw the pics. They looked good.
I couldn't help it. I had to post it. And then, you know, she's got Taco Tuesday going tonight, so she's on point.
I think Prime is trying to – he's, like, really setting himself up for, like, success after the show.
Yeah, you saw the show, right, babe?
I gave you your props. All right. I did my thing. Nah, but, man, look, excited. Like you said, August is here, man. It's my favorite month of the year, birthday month. You know what I mean? I'm ready to go. Eagle season's here. Let's go, man. Let's get to work.
Sure. Yo, let's see. My boy hit me up today. He said, hey, I have free tickets to the Miami Eagles preseason game, and I have tickets to the open practice. And I was like, can we be that crazy to go down there?
When you say we.
Oh, I'm just saying. Like,
let's not start that shit. Hey. No pressure. No pressure.
Hey, Autumn, he did compliment you on the food. So
don't do that.
Bro, but I was like, oh, man, please.
Don't do that, man.
And then
you're trying to get those papers typed up, man.
Stop. I was talking to Lowski. Lowski said he's got family members out in Cleveland.
Yeah, I hear you. Lowski's got he's good. He still has.
You got the hookup for open practice out there. I'm like, oh,
what, out in Cleveland?
No, yeah. In Miami.
Oh, both. Miami.
Oh, in Cleveland too.
I was like, man, don't make me get in the car, dog. Like,
that's what I'm saying, dude. Gail is. I need you guys that it's listening to understand something. Gail's ready to hop in the car and drive, what, 8 hours to Ohio to go to Cleveland, of all places, for an open practice. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice.
Franchise player, we talking about practice. Okay. Nah, bro. Just to be in those things is amazing. Like, if y'all.
It is, man, but stop.
Anyway, that was kind of my last words. Like, I'm pretty crazy. Kyle's last word is chicken parm gets the garlic bread for sure.
Yes, which we had. Yes. Forgot to mention the chicken parm, the garlic bread.
Yes, that's the garlic bread acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Go Birds, Jordan. Yeah, I think that's all for us, man. We have totally went off track, and that's always the right way to go.
Yes, sir.
We got some for all you guys who missed out on the Phillies dunks that came out.
Yeah. Yo, put that back up though.
Whoa. That's it. That's
all you're getting. That's the only thing.
That's it. That's
what
it.
A teaser. What that's a it. Teaser.
Teaser.
What a teaser.
Yeah, that's it for us. And as always, fly Eagles fly. We'll see you guys in the next one. Go Birds.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand.
And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.